From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush paid a campaign visit to Des Moines, Iowa today, where he performed one of his regular White House duties, signing a bill into law. In this case, the bill extended certain tax cuts originally passed earlier in his presidency.
The tax relief we passed since 2001 has helped our economy overcome a lot of challenges. A stock market decline, a recession, terrorist attacks, and war. By extending key portions of that tax relief, we will leave close to $50 billion next year in the hands of the people who earned it. And that money will help keep the economy moving forward and result in even more new jobs for American workers.
The president said tax cuts would benefit those in the middle income brackets, many of whose tax breaks were scheduled to end at the end of this year.
Unless we acted, a family of four earning $40,000 would have seen their federal income taxes rise by more than $900. That would have been a burden for hardworking families across America, and it would have been a setback for our economy.
Overall, the latest tax reduction enacted by Congress amounts to nearly $146 billion. It keeps the $1,000 per child tax credit going for another 5 years. It keeps the 10% tax rate available for the lowest income bracket for another 6 years. And it adds another 4 years of life to the provision that relieves married couples of the negative tax consequences of marriage.
Besides the reductions for individuals, the bill provides tax relief for businesses whose tax breaks were expiring. The largest of these allows businesses to write off the costs of research and development. President Bush today did not mention that the tax relief passed Congress without offsetting cuts in spending or increases in other revenues, so its full cost will be added to the annual federal budget deficit.
Iowa will get a visit tomorrow from the Democratic nominee for president. Senator John Kerry campaigned in New Hampshire today, where he talked about stem cell research. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Kerry told a town hall meeting in New Hampshire that more than 100 million Americans suffer from diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's that might one day be treated thanks to stem cell research. He says by banning federal funding for research on all but a limited number of stem cell lines, President Bush is tying the hands of scientists and blocking what could be promising work.
We've got people lying awake at night wondering whether they're going to be around to see a daughter's graduation or a son's wedding or a grandson's first steps. The hard truth is that when it comes to stem cell research, this president is making the wrong choice to sacrifice science for extreme right-wing ideology, and that's unacceptable.
Kerry says the stem cell debate is emblematic of a bigger concern with the way President Bush makes decisions, whether it's the war in Iraq or tax cuts that worsen the deficit.
The president has made the wrong choices and cannot see the truth, cannot see the realities, and cannot change his mind in order to move America in the right direction.
Kerry was joined at today's forum by Michael J. Fox, who suffers from Parkinson's disease. The actor recalled last week's presidential debate, saying he noticed President Bush's scowl when Kerry mentioned stem cell research.
And I thought about it afterwards, and I thought, well, you know, he was impatient and frustrated, and those of us in the Parkinson's community and the Alzheimer's community, we know what it's like to be frustrated and impatient. We're that way about stem cell research, and we're very excited John Kerry will get us back on track.
Kerry worked the crowd in a high school gymnasium as people told stories of their hopes for stem cell research to help loved ones affected by illness. Steve Walker sat with his son Alex, a diabetic, whose 7-year-old body already bears the scars of thousands of insulin injections.
In a typical month, this is how many needles he requires to survive. He's a tough kid, probably superhero status.
Walter describes himself as a registered Republican, but says he's voting for Kerry because of the senator's stem cell position. Stem cell research is one of a number of issues on which the Kerry campaign hopes to appeal to crossover voters. One woman, who identified herself today as an abortion opponent, said she's nevertheless praying for a Kerry victory. Her sister suffers from Alzheimer's disease. President Bush limited federal funding for stem cell research in order to discourage the destruction of human embryos. The Bush campaign issued a policy memo today, noting that before the president acted, there was no federal money allocated for embryonic stem cell research. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Hampton, New Hampshire.